Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story. Breakdancing. Marry me. Yes, simple and to the point. That's how he would ask. Daniel barely saw the jars of pasta sauce as he lined them up on the supermarket shelf. One more shift and he'd have enough money to pay off the ring lay-by. He was cutting it fine, but everything had been falling into place. Thursday would be the one-year anniversary of the day he'd met Beth. He'd walked into that dingy bar, unsure of what to expect. A swing dancing class? Seriously? How had he been talked into that? The music was from before he was born, before his parents were born. As he hid in the shadows in the corner of the room, though, his foot began to tap. And there she was, bending over and reaching into her bag, wearing the tiniest pair of blue shorts with legs that went on forever. He couldn't look away. He'd asked for a number. Maybe next week, she'd said. But it wasn't a fob-off. He'd seen the look in her eyes. He'd return the next week for her, and the week after for the music. Daniel arched his back as he stood. Those low shelves were a bugger. He adjusted his earbuds, then hauled another box from the top of the pile to the floor. A grin spread across Daniel's face as the next song on his playlist began. It was the song, the one he would propose to Beth to, in 2 days' time. He glanced up and down the aisle, no sign of his supervisor. Daniel broke into dance, practicing the steps he'd choreographed. He flung his right arm back as he rock-stepped, his hand colliding with the metal shelf. Daniel spun. A glass bottle of olive oil teetered on the edge of the shelf. Time slowed as the bottle tipped. Daniel lunged, sliding on his knees across the worn linoleum. The bottle plunged. His hands splayed. They connected. He cradled the bottle to his chest. That had been close. He'd been on his final warning for damaging stock. He needed this job. He relaxed, slumping against the shelves. Shit. He closed his eyes as a row of glass bottles clinked against each other. He held his breath, bracing for the sound of shattering glass. The jazz music played on, and Daniel began to breathe again. Gingerly, he shuffled away from the shelf and stood, replacing the rescued oil to its designated space. His grin returned, and Daniel broke into a celebratory Charleston. He double-kicked as he turned around and then tripped over the box of sauce in the middle of the aisle. The floor rushed towards him. Arms outstretched, he caught himself before his face smashed into the ground. The crack echoed around the supermarket, penetrating through Daniel's music. Then came the pain, shooting up his left arm and down into his hand. The x-ray confirmed the break, 6 weeks in a cast. Maybe he'd propose on the anniversary of their first kiss instead.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.